Good evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic does have priority and can break the net at any time. So, at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2YXN. I am now listening for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for any Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations who are on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echo Link from Oneonta, New York. And so far it looks like I am the only one in the queue.
All righty, very good, Kevin. Well, it's not quantity of quality, as they say. How are things with you? Are you in Oneonta?
Yeah, hello to all my friends up in the North Country, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, Kevin James here, and we got 25 degrees on the outside right now, and we're anticipating that warmer weather will be coming here in the next few days, so holding tight. Right now, just getting settled in to watch a two-hour special of the season finale of Gold Rush on Discovery Channel, so that'll be kind of exciting. So with that, I'll say 7-3 and hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, we'll enjoy your program. I wish we had the Discover Channel. We just have the basic ones, but public TV isn't too bad. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. Okay, this is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
JD2AIT, good evening.
KB2ES, good evening,
Kathy. KC2WI. WA2U.
KC2IXV.
Alrighty. We have George, Jeff, Bob, Pete, John, and Lenny with us this evening. Is there anybody else who'd like to join us?
M2KKL.
J2SAC.
Oh boy, we got a full house this evening. We have Pauline and Sherry. All right, anybody else who is with us? Okay, George, you're at the top of the list. How are things with you today?
Well, good evening to everybody on the net to the full house.
Temperature here at 20 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature here in Watson. Temperature range today was 9 to 32, and we did have a fair amount of sunshine and making electricity, which I'm glad with the solar panels. Chopped up some more wood in half today for that new stove of mine. Burning up the rest right now. I'm going to start burning up now. Heavy cold weather's out. I'm going to be slowly burning up the rest of the few bags of coal I got here yet. So, certain fellows are going to, tomorrow, might be starting here to cut up, to block up the trees that fell over the winter and get that started. Plus, two cord I paid for already, I got it delivered. And things are going along all right now. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73s, and hope everyone else is doing well. N2, PSM clear.
Well, George, glad you're doing well, and you're all set with all your fuel, and you got some fuel for the future. That's good. I'm glad you're doing well. Okay, next up we have Jeff. Glad to hear you on. Haven't heard you on my net for a little while.
Good evening, Kathy. It's KD2AIT. Yeah, we're up here at camp, and we're going to call it night here soon. We've been working here all day on this electrical system up here and a few other projects. But, yeah, speaking of solar power, we've been trying to upgrade ours from a 12-volt to 24-volt system here and ran into a couple snags. But right now I've stepped it back down to 12 volts until I can get a new step-down converter for the 12-volt stuff, which the one I had didn't seem to be working well. And the 24-volt inverter is not in yet. So, but yeah, we have plenty of sun here too, and pretty happy with it. These batteries were huge. I was hoping my sons would be up here this weekend, but it didn't work out, so they helped me load them in the truck, but I had to carry them in myself, and they're about 165 pounds apiece, and they're a little bit heavy, so got them in here and got them set up, but it was a little huffing and puffing. We've done a lot of rewiring and moving things around, and we ended up having to take the two 12-volt batteries out of series and put them back into 12-volt batteries instead of a 24-volt bank. And I'm going to run it like this until next week. Hopefully I'll get everything back in here with the working parts and the parts that didn't show up yet, and finally upgrade this system to something a little more manageable. And other than that, it's a very nice day out here today. Cannot complain. The wood stove heated up the place pretty quick. Matter of fact, I got up here about 10 o'clock this morning, got the fire started, and had a nice day. A lot of little projects to do, but you know, that's what camp's all about. Anyway, that's about all I got to report. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, John and I got an ice fishing sled, and we found that a lot easier to haul stuff in and out of camp, you know, down the trail. So, you're getting your exercise. Okay, next up is Bob. Oh boy, Bob, on our net, kind of like old home week.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and Jeff, Len, and Big John is in there. Just wanted to stop by and see how you folks were doing. And the gentleman that talked about solar panels, I was just rubbing my fists together today, boy. I love when that meter goes backwards. I really do. I love those $17 a month bills, Kathy. Love that solar panels I got up on the barn. Sherry's further down the list. She can send her own traffic to you. But other than that, I just wanted to stop by and see how you guys were doing. KB2EF, back to net.
Well, thanks for checking in. We're doing great. Hope your four footers are good, too. That's an important part of the family. Good. All righty. Up next is...
KD2WI.
Well, I wasn't going to go out today, but the sun came out, and I'm trying to get back into really, you know, physical activity. And so I did take a drive up, same place I went yesterday, pretty much exactly around Twin Pond. And you can walk for about 5 minutes from the plowed road and feel like you're really in the Adirondacks on these little swampy ponds. You can't walk around them really. I mean, you've got to bushwhack through the woods except for the one trail that goes between them. But in the winter, when it's frozen, it's really kind of nice and open. And I put my snowshoes. I walked through the woods with a snowshoe, carrying the snowshoes until I got down to the pond. It's just so little snow. But I put them on there just because it distributes the weight a little bit more if I did happen to hit a thin patch of ice. But everything's frozen. It's hard as a rock and quite thick, I think. You know, it probably won't be safe next week. But it doesn't matter because I broke my snowshoes. I don't know. I got back. I walked around the pond. And, you know, got back up to the off and took them off because it's much easier. And when I looked at them back at the car, it looked like the one of them, the frame, I said, well, how could I have broken this? And I realized it didn't. You know, it's a piece of aluminum tubing that's bent around and then butted together. And I looked at the other one. It looks like it's butted together with some kind of a piece inside that butts the two ends. But I don't see how they possibly could have done that. And it just doesn't make any sense to me at all. And I don't see any way to fix it either. There is, you know, they put it together, so there must be some. That's really disappointing because I was looking forward to doing a little bit of nice weather snowshoeing up in the Adirondacks maybe, you know, this weekend. And my cheapy snowshoes, my little ones, those broke, strap broke on those, so I don't have them. And these are my good, you know, Red Feather, I don't know, probably $150, $200 snowshoes. So I'm out of luck with that, but I guess I could probably, if it warms up, you know, if it's really cold like it was yesterday, today, forget about cross-country skiing, it's too icy. But if it warms up, that might be possible. And I'm just looking here on Facebook, a couple of posts, one pictures from must be up on Tug Hill. He didn't, doesn't say exactly, and it's just a nondescript picture. I've seen, there are two or three, another one up on the Pally Road up in Lake Pleasant. You know, it looks like winter there. And, where I was yesterday and today, just up at the Otter Creek Horse Trail, certain spots, look pretty good, and other spots are bare. But, Pally Road has got a good snow cover, and it looks like, but I don't know if I could get there and without the trailer. And this must be Tug Hill stuff. So today, tomorrow, maybe Sunday will be good, except for heavy traffic in the spots that have snow. And then it's just going to really start to melt. Anyway, so that's the scoop here. I thought I'd be out of here, but I got the first Windows 10 update that I did, upgrade, whatever you want to call it, installation, that I've had some problems with. This is on an HP and, you know, unknown devices in the device manager. And I really wanted to get this one out and back with people today, but here it is, 9 o'clock. About 8 o'clock I finally said, no, it's not going to happen. I called up and said, gee, sorry, ran into problems. And I won't have it for a couple of days. So that's what's going on here. And John, if you're listening, and Kathy, no, I have not tried starting the generator. I put it in the garage and I've been busy, but we'll see what happens. KC2WI.
KC2YXN here. Pete, I'm laughing because John's been going, I bet Pete's playing with that generator, and you're not. So I didn't think you would be. It's kind of kind of cold to be doing that, but very good, Pete. Good, well, good to hear you getting out and about. We've been out and about taking really long walks, 5-mile walks, and it's been good. So up next is WA2U.
WA2U, I'm going to help move things along. I'm going to relinquish my spot to the end of the list here, and I guess next up is Lenny, but we'll throw it back over to net control and keep things moving here. WA2U.
Okay, John, we'll do that. And next up is Lenny. Lenny, I have some very sad news.
What it is, I hope it isn't what you're going to say.
Yeah, we lost, sweetie.
Rochester jams us, so you have to count to about 3 seconds before you transmit. Try again, please.
Yep, Lenny, we lost, sweetie.
All I got was sweetie, but I can guess, did you have to put sweetie down? Count to three, please.
No, Lenny, she was home here with me, so, I don't know if you heard that.
Things are bad with Rochester, they keep jamming us. I'm sorry, Kathy, I didn't get anything at all.
Okay, Lenny, we're going to move along then. Next on our list is M2KKL.
HT2YXN, M2KKL. I haven't been in here lately, so I thought I'd better take the time to get in tonight. Hope all is well with you and John and everybody else. And cooling right down, we're down to 25 degrees. And I don't think it's doing anything else, but we're looking forward to that warm weather coming. I'm sure y'all are too. 7-3, y'all. Have a good night and a nice weekend. And God bless you and yours. And 2KKL, back to you, Kath.
Okay, Pauline, well, thanks for joining us, and glad you're doing well. Spring is coming. Okay, next up is Sherry. Yay, Sherry. You got any of your seeds started yet inside?
This case with AC? No, not yet, but I was looking at those seeds. You know, that you can put the seeds in and get them started. I haven't picked up any yet. Got to get enough time to where I can get the seeds and the cups and be able to get everything done all together. So that's what I'm working on. I'm sorry about hearing Sweetie. We lost Angel too, and we went one dog short for about 3 months, and now we have Loki. We rescued him from a local shelter, and he has been a blast. And now Bob has a dog that's a male dog, so he can have a male bonding there. But anyway, he's been a good addition to the family. K2SAT, back to net.
Well, that's good. Bob is feeling outnumbered, so you got to keep a little score a little bit even. Okay, Sherry, well, thanks for joining us this evening. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Lenny, if you're still there, I don't know if you could still hear me, but I just wanted to see how you are doing.
Doing a lot of antique car radio work. I've done a couple of 19
50s radios and just finishing up. They're kind of tough with the vibrator power supply, but they're interesting. And John, if you're still listening, the lady from the the chainsaw school called me. The first class is down in Binghamton. I don't want to travel that far. Let me know when there's something closer. So I'm still on the list, but nothing yet.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're keeping busy with your radios, and it's always interesting. Always have very interesting things to relate to. So, alrighty, KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins or comments or queries or questions, etc.
WA2U.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, leaving a nice long pause. Good evening to the assembled multitude, especially hearing some voices we haven't heard in a while. So that's a nice surprise on this Friday evening. Good to hear Lenny and Sherry and Bob and Jeff and whoever else is out there. Pauline, had a great week. Yeah, we've been doing some walking. Today we walked, I guess, close to 5 miles, and we've got the gym all set up out there, but it's a lot nicer walking out there. We've been getting the mileage down and taking different walks. Good to see you earlier this week, Pete, KC2WI, and I'm so surprised. That's not a hammy thing, you know. I'm surprised you didn't go home at least pull on the cord a couple times. But ironically, the next day, people from Cicero called me, and the guy says, I got to put the order in. So we have on order a Echo Bravo 2000i. He will call us and let us know when it arrives. So we managed to get that ordered, and he's going to put out an order. I don't understand the things with the Honda, but I guess you have to order so many of them. And what other things? I'm trying to think if we did anything with radio. We've been keeping UPS and FedEx busy. We bought a new, we haven't got it, but today we decided to get a nice LED light for over at the camp. Jeff might be interested in this. It's 2,500 lumens. 2,500 and it's self-contained. It's a brand new thing. It's made by Snap-on, so supposedly that's good. I just got tired of going on the internet and talking, not being able to talk to anybody or order anything. And so we were sold on that, so we're waiting for that to arrive. But it's waterproof, dustproof. It should be for what it costs, but it's Snap-on, so it'll be kind of nice. And I guess it'll charge in 2.5 hours, so we can plug that in the generator, run 4 hours on 2,500 lumen setting, and you can vary it. So, but we're thinking of the nicer weather, and Pete, on snowshoeing, I can't believe we had I wore the running shoes the second day we've taken the walk. No boots, or, well, one day I wore the boots, but it was kind of slippery, but just running shoes, it's unbelievable. So, and we had a nice chat here on, thanks to people responsible with Echolink. We chatted with K4PJS, K4PJS Phil, and NA2A was Pete was in the co-pilot seat, so that was kind of a nice. It's always kind of nice to keep the radio on during the day. You never know who's going to pop in. All right, I'll turn it back over to the person in charge here, the NCS. I guess that makes it official, right? WA2U back to Nev. Hope everyone has a great weekend.
Okay, John, well, thanks a lot. And, yep, we had a good walk today, and it was great to hear NA2A. I was excited about that. So it was great to hear him. His birthday is tomorrow, so we got to wish him a happy birthday. All right, just one quick other call-up to see if we have any other late check-ins. KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, before I close the net this evening, I'll go for our Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. How many football players does it take to change a light bulb? The entire team, and they all get a semester's credit for it. I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, but before that I would like to thank Kevin, George, Jeff, Bob, Pete, John, Letty, Pauline, and Sherry. Phew. All those folks who checked it was great time. And we're going to return the repeater to regular amateur use. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you do. And stay safe and happy. This is KC2YXN, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. And as always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
This is KD2HKD coming through Echolink for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Map. Mach 10, which is part of the National Traffic System, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, transmit "this is," and then please pause and listen to avoid doubling. Then rekey and continue with your call sign and the word traffic if you have any. Net control for this satellite session again is Kilo Delta 2, Hotel Kilo Bravo. My name is Matt, and I'm located in Sherburne, New York. Again, remember, I am coming in via Echolink, so give plenty of time for the repeater to drop between everyone's transmissions. Stations wishing to check into Octane this evening, come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for your check-in. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to Octane this evening with or without traffic? All are welcome. I'm going to go ahead and make this my final call, looking for stations with or without traffic for the net. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, looking for stations. All are welcome. With nothing further heard, this concludes this satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Mach 10 again meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KB2KOJ. We'd like to thank the stations who checked in this evening and hope to hear you again tomorrow night. This is KD2HKB, all the clear, 7-3 all.